Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Check out the latest lines of world of sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You must be 21. You must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're less than a day removed, obviously, from the horrific actions of one in Texas, and we talked about that some. Obviously, it had some overlay into the sports world last night with Steve Kerr's kind of pregame speech to the media. And obviously it's like a pale goes over any arena, but especially one in Texas. We'll talk about that series. We'll talk some hoops as well. I thought Colin Cowherd had a really interesting take on Lane Kiffin's belief of professionalizing college athletics, especially college football. That is upcoming as well. I'll give you my thoughts on that. We'll take it to Boston. Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us. Talk about the Celtics as they take on the Heat tonight. You heard from Dan Beyer in regards to Marcus Smart and whether or not he'll play this evening. God, we got a lot to get to. Oh, and the All-NBA teams have been announced. There's some kind of curious omissions in comparison to how some, in my seat, discuss said NBA players. A reminder, with the prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Last night was the first run of HBO's Real Sports in regards to Deshaun Watson, and they had several of his accusers on camera. Okay. The first accuser was Ashley Solis. She said this.
He ends up exposing himself, and I hurried up and covered him with the towel, and he said, oh, you don't have to worry about the towel. I said, yes, I do.
So then what happened?
He requested that I work on his abdomen. But the moment I went above his navel, he told me he didn't want me to work there. He wanted me to work lower. He just kept directing me to go lower and don't be scared. You can go in there. And I just started really freezing up at this point.
Can you explain that?
Like a wave just took over my body. I felt so hot. I was sweating. It was getting more and more clear that this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought the session was going to be.
Here's Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Browns, when he was asked about it today.
We've done a lot of work on Deshaun, the person. And there's legal proceedings ongoing. There's an investigation ongoing. So I won't comment much further than that.
Here's Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, on the timetable of the investigation and when it's going to wrap up.
Roger, could you give us an update on where the Deshaun Watson investigation stands and perhaps a timeline for when we may get a resolution?
Sorry to disappoint you, but I can't give you a timeline because I think that process will go forward. I think we're nearing the end of the investigative period, and then at some point, as you know, this will be handled by our disciplinary officer, and that will happen hopefully shortly, and then we'll see where that comes out.
Judge Sue L. Robinson, by the way, is our disciplinary officer, so that's what she's a former federal judge as well. There's a lot to it, but I guess let me do this. In the limited aspects which you have heard or you have seen, let me ask you. Start with you, Jason Stewart. What's kind of the net takeaway from last night, from the Real Sports, and how you think it should affect what the NFL does?
The net takeaway. I think it continues to apply pressure on the Browns and by extension the NFL. The negative press or negative media that this continues to get, I think, is just amplifying the amount of attention on the contract that was given to Deshaun Watson. And they are going to have to keep answering questions, even though they probably thought in that initial press conference that they answered all the questions that needed to be answered. And also the net, of course, from that display of sound you just played was Roger Goodell made sure we knew that there is somebody else that's making this decision. And by the way, she's a female. Sue L. Robinson is going to be making this decision.
Yeah, look, it's a obviously genius move by the NFL to make sure that the person who's evaluating all of these claims is in fact a female, and he's sure to point that out. Obviously, it doesn't mean that all female have the same sensibilities, but it at least takes a lot of that pressure off of Roger Goodell to be sensitive to something that it's almost impossible for him to fully understand. All right, what about you, Dan Beyer, what's your kind of net?
I didn't watch any of it, and honestly, the clip that you just played was the first part that I heard of it. Yeah. If you're asking me to weigh in on the Real Sports piece last night, I can't do that.
Totally fair. I guess here's my question. Okay, this is an honest question. We can all if you guys don't agree, it's okay, right? I feel like we can all see what was going on here, right? Like, you get enough of people telling relatively the same story. Now, the question becomes, you don't want that to happen to somebody. It's not okay, but is not okay and a series of it and it being a pattern of behavior, is that enough of that type of behavior to stop him from playing football? That's my question. And I don't know what the answer is, right? Because here's the deal. In the court of law, like we've established, we've established, all right, if you commit this crime, it's between this long and this long, right? And then, of course, that can be whittled down. There can be parole. There can be all these other things. There's no real parameters for the court of public opinion. Right? There's no amount of suspension that is ever going to be enough for some people. But what is reasonable? What is fair? Right? And to that, I'm not sure I have an answer, or if the answer that I have, it may sound a lot more terse than it actually is. So I'm just trying to figure out, right? Like, yeah. if you like, here's the thing. Like, if you have a DUI, like, I think a DUI is a terrible thing. Okay, it's a terrible thing that you're recklessly putting yourself in a position to end somebody else's life. Forget about your own. Because you're too selfish to simply press a button and call an Uber, right? But is getting a DUI, does that mean you can never be in your profession again? Are you automatically fired? Or are you suspended? Do you go through rehab? Like, for this, like, what is the proper punishment if we can vary on how many times it happened, but what is enough?
I think that, and I'm not going to answer your question, but I think what is so bothersome is not only is there not a punishment, there's almost a reward for Deshaun Watson. And it's not for That's reward for what he's doing. It's just that these women, were put in these situations that obviously altered their lives. And to be able to not have criminal charges being brought against him, and now to only have civil charges, I know there probably are people saying, well, they're just looking for the money, or they want the money grab. This may be the only way that they could maybe make Deshaun Watson have some sort of penalty for doing it. Now with a $230 million contract that's fully guaranteed, there is no penalty for that at all. Like that, like now that the money is not even an object, if there was, you know, some sort of ruling or some sort of settlement, now it doesn't even matter. So with all of this, Deshaun Watson doesn't face any sort of punishment that really affects him, while these women's lives, they feel were ultimately changed by their interactions with Watson. And I think that's probably what's so difficult for them.
It's very, very hard. You are completely correct there, right? It's the no matter what punishment you have, he's still going to see a ton of financial gain. So is there really any sort of punishment? Okay. How about you, Jason Stewart? What is fair? What's enough?
Okay, so I know we've brought this up before. So the Trevor Bauer situation, I think, is applicable in this, in that Major League Baseball, a major sport, has deemed that even though the court system found no grounds for charges and no criminal proceedings, that Major League Baseball thought that the details in the situation warranted a 2-year suspension for a player without pay, if I'm not mistaken. So that's the only thing I could base that on. When I saw that penalty, I thought that sounds fair. That seems fair. So I guess I would have to relate it to this. If you're saying 8 games, I think that's probably not enough. So I don't know. I guess 1 season completely would be fair in my mind.
What do you think, Dan? I know you didn't feel comfortable answering the question, but like,
no.
Say it comes down and Roger Goodell's like, we're suspending him 1 year. What's your reaction?
Yeah, this actually kind of adds on to what I was saying, was Deshaun Watson had no troubles sitting out last season. Now, he was still getting paid. That would be the difference here. But again, the amount of money that he now has on his contract and what the Browns did with that year that he would maybe have to sit out, it's very, very minuscule for what he would actually be giving up. So to answer the question, I think if you are the NFL and you really do want to try to put a dent to it, it would have to be more than a year because of what the Browns did with the structure of that contract, which is crazy. Because what's his salary next season? It pales
insane
in comparison. Yeah, it's
insane.
But they structured it in a way where it's a really, really low number, and the extension doesn't kick in until, you know, the real money, like in 2023. So if he were to be suspended, he would only lose a small percentage of that. So
So what if, let me offer this up. And by the way, here's the real kind of sinister part about it is, you're right. Like, people should look at the structure of the deal where they did it, where the real money, but also he actually got that money up front, right? That money is sitting in escrow. It actually is paid out, even though contractually it doesn't go on the books until later on.
Yeah.
So his base
salary, by the way, would be just over $1 million for 2022.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, there is no guide for what to do here for the commissioner, right? There is no guide. But if the former federal judge, you know, finds that, like, look, he should be suspended and he should be fined, like, why can't they go in and fine him $10 million, $15 million? Why can't they? Like, there's no, like, I don't know what the CBA says, but I'm guessing, okay, that this type of conduct and the black eye that it's given to the league, the black eye it gives to the team, why can't they? So that's just a question I have. And would that satisfy the masses, right? Would that satisfy people? Would he, and again, the question is also, like, would he learn his lesson? I'm not big on these therapeutic things, like, you know, the different types of rehab, but not even offering up that you did anything wrong when there's some level of pattern of behavior here. Again, it doesn't rise to the level of the more aggressive sorts of sexual assault, right? It doesn't, right? And there are no claims of that. On the other hand, it doesn't mean that this is any less, this is not disturbing, that there's a pattern here, that it's not okay, but it's just like, you know, what is the level? And the only reason I'm bringing this up is, in every other crime that's committed, there is, you know, it's a difference between manslaughter and murder two or murder one. And, you know what I mean? Like, there's differences there, and the punishment is different. So I feel like they have a blank slate and ability to create some sort of pushback on this to the Browns, to Deshaun Watson, to his agent. On the other hand, I don't know how much we have to believe what the accusers said. I don't, like, that's their level of investigation. But I think, as you pointed out, Dan, like, it looks terrible right now for the Browns, for the league, that they give him a contract where no matter how many games suspended, it doesn't really affect how much money he's going to make. And all of this stuff, though it technically kept him from playing last year, that wasn't the real reason he didn't play last year. He doesn't get credit for time served. On the other hand, I don't believe, and I don't think anybody believes, he should lose his entire career over it. Do we? If we do, okay, that's a discussion to be had. But if we don't, then what level of it does it satisfy people? I don't. It's a real, like, these are real hard things. Right? These are real, real hard things. You can, and this is important to point out, you can say that is unacceptable behavior. You can say that he needs to sit. You can say that the league looks bad. The Browns should suffer some sort of negative consequences because they went, don't care about the process. We're paying the guy anyway. And we're going to change his contract where maybe it protects him a little bit more, even though he hadn't played it down for us. But I find it hard to think he won't play football again. So if the question is he's going to play again, what is the level of suspension which is appropriate, which is fair to all parties? And that number is somewhere in between never play football and play football right away. And whatever number that is that both sides are upset about, that's probably the one. And I think I agree with, I think whoever said a year, like, that would probably be, you know, because then you could look down and go, like, look, didn't play football for 2 years. Now he can go to some sort of rehabilitation. He can go on a PR rehab campaign. Because I actually agree with what Kevin Stefanski is saying. I did the same thing when this thing came down. When it came down, I called. I have three friends that are general managers, two guys that were director of player personnel. One is in a different position than he was then. But I called him, and all of them knew all the background to Deshaun Watson. And they were like, I've never heard any of this stuff. And we all checked him out before the draft. So if you do your background check on Deshaun Watson, that's what you come up with. If you check what he did with massage therapist, the answer is different. How do we balance out all that? It's actually a really hard. Sometimes answers are really hard to come by in which you're trying to be fair and reasonable and yet be upset and punish people and allow any sort of victim to feel like they've been hurt. That's kind of my net takeaway. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We come to you live every day from Southern California. You can tweet the show at Gottlieb Show. Of course, on Instagram, at Gottlieb Show. There's the Doug Gottlieb Show fan page. And oh, yeah, by the way, that's on Facebook. And oh, yeah, by the way, there's a new all ball out. J.D. Collins, coordinator of officials for the NCAA. He's retiring. Great stories. That's all ball with Doug Gottlieb. Download that. Speaking of ball, all NBA teams have been announced. And I'll tell you what it makes me think of.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, he rolls on Fox Sports Radio. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Gary says Mike Vick had, Gary Hopwood, he's listened to the show for a long time, a couple different networks. Mike Vick had to do community service after what he did. Couldn't Deshaun Watson do the same at a woman's abuse shelter or a place like that, along with the suspension from the NFL? Wouldn't that help appease the masses? Mike Vick went to jail. Yeah, he actually went to prison. Obviously, this doesn't rise to that level. One of the reasons Mike Vick went to prison, like, again, if we tell the story correctly, it was that Mike Vick had plenty of opportunities to own up to what happened. He chose not to. And eventually, the truth came out, and he got sent to jail. And then, of course, there was the image rehab. Yes, I think there could be image rehab. I mean, that's what's going to have to happen, you know, is there's going to have to be some form of rehabilitation as well as suspension. But right now, he's offered up none of it. Like, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. This is all just, you know, this is just a paper chase. I do think that would help some. That still doesn't help a lot of people, because a lot of people don't believe in those types of therapy, that they actually work for somebody who has a problem. It's a hard one. Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us in a second. Weird game last night, wasn't it, Byer? I mean, like, you're just watching that. You're like, man, I mean, no juice at all from Golden State. And it just felt like, all right, we'll have the gentleman sweep. But that was a weird basketball game.
This is where we've gotten into the NBA playoffs. And this is the problem of, and I don't blame TNT, but gosh, I can't remember. Maybe it was Kuminga who hit a three in the corner to make it an 8-point game. And I understand that they were down 29. But, like, we're getting excited about a game finally being in single digits. Like, that's how bad it got, where, you know, where the Warriors made this late surge to make it look like it was kind of competitive, when, again, it was a blowout for, you know, a good half of the game.
I think maybe three quarters of the game was probably a blowout, right?
I mean, sure. They were up 99-70, I think, like early in that maybe fourth quarter or around that time. But yeah, it was about, what, like, you know, 13-15 point lead maybe at half. You know, the Mavs kind of kept them at distance, but that's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, I mean, just we had a couple of first series games. We've had a couple of games that have been really, really good, but we just haven't had any of those epic series or epic. We just haven't had epic games in a long time. Just haven't. Can't explain it.
I think that. Listen, the Warriors are playing the best basketball of any of the four teams playing, left playing. But for them to put that stinker up against Memphis that they did in Game 5 when they could have closed it out, to be down by 55 in a game, you know, then to have last night happen, like, I just, you know, that's when we're talking about greatness, I don't know, you know, like, I don't know many great teams that would be down 55, you know, in a game and then, you know, again, have an opportunity to close someone out and put up the stinker that they did last night. Granted, the Mavs hit every shot, it seemed, in the first half.
But it really did, right? It's like, man, this is like Pleasantville. Remember the first part of Pleasantville when it's black and white and they make every shot? That's what it felt like. Dan Shaughnessy joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. And I know you're in Miami and you're getting ready for that series, but you also watch this one. These conference finals series have been bizarrely one-sided. Right, I mean, your series obviously even more so, but like last night, like nothing really worth discussing other than, gosh, how does a team that gets whooped three games in a row come out and be so dominant? But what do you make of the disparity in all of these games across the board in the conference finals?
No, that's correct. A dreadful product to watch. I mean, you know, you see some good individual performances, but I mean, who wants to see, like, no lead changes in Celtics Heat since the first quarter of Game 3? Two. I mean, it's wire to wire in Game 3, wire to wire in Game 4, at least a 20-point lead in each of the first four games. I mean, that's just awful. I mean, so it gives you nothing to count on when you go to the gym tonight, like, which way is it going to go? You don't know which one's going to show up, but I've never seen anything like it, and it's not good for the league. It's not good for those networks and that product. So hopefully it picks up in the final two out of three with these guys in the finals. But, it's really got everybody kind of scratching their heads.
What do you make of your series, the series that you're covering, that you're watching?
I've given this a lot of thought, Doug.
Okay.
And I th-
what I've concluded is the Celtics have more talent, but that the Heat are mentally tougher. So, and I think that, you know, Boston's the one that it's really kind of on them to show up. And there's also a thing with Robert Williams and the matchups down low when he doesn't play, which was, you know, it can be tough for Boston to guard Adebayo, who had a great game three. Williams is the rim protector. He wasn't in there. Williams is 7 weeks out from meniscus surgery, and they probably won't have him day to day for the rest of the way. And I don't think they're going to have him tonight. That's just guessing. I don't know. And, you know, you've got physically, like, Jimmy Butler is the best player on the floor in game one, you know, 40-plus points, steals, blocks. He's just he's a pogo stick. And he's very diminished in the last two games, 6 points, kind of a no-show last game. And he's a tough guy, and he's telling us there's no knee inflammation now. And who can evaluate that? He didn't even come out for the second half of game three in Boston. So I don't know what's up with that. You know, Hero's got the groin, didn't dress for game four. And Boston didn't have Marcus Smart for game four. So there's a lot of attrition, and at this stage of the season, they're playing every day, every other day, and then they're traveling on the off day. So that's where it is now, and a good chance for two out of three here. I feel like the Celtics are better, and if they don't make the finals with this opportunity, it's a big waste.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Dan Shaughnessy. Let's say they advance. They find a way. What has been the role of Ime Udoka in not just the turnaround this season, but the change in how they played in the playoffs?
Well, I think that he was a really good hire. That's the takeaway. You don't hear a lot from him. He's not a kind of like Casey Jones that way. He doesn't really look for the credit. He's a very low talker. He wears a mask all the time. I mean, even when you didn't have to, he's masked up. So you got to sit close to hear him, and doesn't bring attention to himself. But I think, I mean, Spoelstra is one of the, you know, Spoelstra's probably going to be a Hall of Fame coach, and you know, under the reign of Pat Riley, and it makes great strategic decisions and adjustments. And I think that I expect Miami to do that again tonight, because I think they're a little bit outmanned. But Udoka, you know, they wanted a change. Last year they were a 500 team, you know, bounced early in the playoffs by Brooklyn, and they wanted a change. And then they got the change and did not respond November, December. They're 21-23 coming into the new year, and then they just took off. They've been the best team in basketball since late January. I think they're 37-12. They're two losses in a row only once, and that's when they didn't have their roster up in Toronto. So it's just, and that's served them well. They're also 5-2 on the road in the playoffs. So, I mean, it's been pretty good job so far for them.
It has been. Okay, what about Jason Tatum and his star status? Obviously, one of the great things about the Celtics is you've had these superstars of the past to compare him to. Where is he in your mind in terms of his level of dominance on a game-to-game basis?
Well, game-to-game just isn't there yet. I mean, he made All-NBA top five, right? Top five players. So we know who those names are, and that's great company, and, you know, that to be in that company. And he's very young, 24 years old, so capable of scoring 60. He did that last year. Had a couple 40-point games to play. I said a big 40 tour de force against Giannis in a road win in game six to keep the thing alive for them. So it's there. He's been kind of hanging his head the last two games. Even the big win did not shoot well again. Had trouble with his handle. He had, you know, six turnovers in one quarter of a game in this series. Just goes through these stretches where he just appears to get kind of demoralized or something. I don't know. And that's not what you need out of your best talent. That's not Bill Russell or Larry Bird or John Havlicek. You know, that's not what we're used to here. The consistency is a little bit lacking, but the talent is not.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I had this thought that I've shared with other people who have followed and covered the NBA for years. Some of them are players, coaches, or like yourself, a longtime scribe. Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, joining us, Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. The Warriors are unique because the way in which they play, where their star players don't always have the ball, they move without the basketball, and it's like a combination of how it used to be and some new ways to make it successful, and then embracing of the three-point shot. But I would also challenge that while it's different and it's fun to watch, I don't think it's replicable because players don't learn to play that way without the basketball anymore. They're not, even the ones that come from, you know, that their dads were players like both Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Just the mix is so unique, so special that it's great, but I don't think we'll ever see it again.
No, I mean, American kids are grown with the AAU culture where they get their butts kissed from the time they're 13 and they're special, and that's the way they learn to play. And the absence of a four-year college program, it shows. So, yeah, much harder to coach, and you know, certainly the skills are commensurate at worst and probably better in most cases, but the way they play is not quite the same.
Yeah. What do you think fixes the Lakers?
Oh, I wasn't ready for that one. I'm removed from it. I mean, the coach search seems kind of weird where it is. I know there's been some interesting commentary about that. And that was they were a Legends Tour this year. You know, I mean, you had those names, and I'm like, wow, look at that. But it was like, you know, guys who were really good, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So I don't know what you do. I don't have the answer to that, and good luck to them. It's always better, you know, when the Lakers and Knicks and Bulls are good. You want that for the league.
And then the Celtics, too. It's interesting, right? The Celtics, they sort of had it with Bird, but they had the succession plan. The problem is Len Bias and Reggie Lewis both tragically passed away, right? I mean, so those two things derailed them. But, you know, riding out those star players into the sunset doesn't usually end well.
Nope, and, you know, Red kind of, he knew that, you know, and with Bird, Parrish, and McHale, that, you know, they kind of kept him all too long. There was the loyalty factor came back to bite him a little bit with that. And that's where you saw Danny Ainge, you know, acting, and he traded Garnett and Pierce and ended up with Tatum and Brown. And that's what you have to do. And that was done here. And Danny Ainge left this team in really good shape for the future.
Yes, he did. Dan, enjoy the game tonight. Do you have an early lean? Can you figure out, like you said, Celtics are more talented. I would agree. Heat are
no
tougher.
One knows anything.
I know. I feel bad putting you on the spot.
No, I think you always think of the last thing you saw. The last thing I saw was, you know, 18-1. And so I'm thinking Boston gets out and takes another road win and closes it out Friday.
I did want to ask you kind of quickly, your book, Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics. I said this, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Like, I understand that positionally they're different and the sport is different, but Luka has as many similarities in terms of using your body without the speed and quickness, unbelievable vision as a passer, a much better shooter than any percentage would tell you, and the kind of cockiness bordering on arrogance that he would get it done against more athletically talented players. Luka is as close to Bird as we've seen since Bird. Is that a fair comparison?
Oh, I think that's true. I mean, you know, Cedric Maxwell, who does every game for the broadcast here, he identified that pretty early on, and he played, you know, 6, 7, 8 years with Larry. So, yes, I believe that to be true. You know, obviously, you know, Bird's better rebounder, had more down low game, oddly enough, but the passing skills and, you know, making your shot, the step back, you know, creating space for shot, and the arrogance, you know, just kind of putting in people's faces. I mean, it's there. So, yeah, it's we notice that. We don't see that much of him, but you sure notice it when you do.
Dan, great stuff, man. Love the book, by the way. Pick it up wherever you pick up books. Of course, you can also listen to it on Audible as well. Wish It Lasted Forever. Dan, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks so much, Doug. Take care.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine. You won't believe which All-NBA team LeBron James landed on. I'll get into that next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
Buyer.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Dan Buyer, what's the game?
Doug, the game today is
real news, fake news.
All right, John Ramos will have his chance later on today to decipher what's real and not real. Your opportunity comes now, Doug. Real news or fake news that White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson says he and Josh Donaldson need to have a sit-down discussion before becoming friends again.
That's fake news.
You are fake news.
That is fake news. I don't know if they ever were friends, by the way Anderson spoke yesterday, saying, quote, "I'm not looking for no friendship or relationship from that behalf. I'm going to keep playing hard and being a great teammate," end quote.
Yeah. I don't want to be friends with him. This thing is taking the weirdest turn, right? Where it's like, well, he can't. It's language that was disrespectful. Okay, we're suspending guys for language that's disrespectful? Is that what we're doing now? That is a slippery slope. Slippery slope. If it's racist in nature, which I don't believe it is, and Major League Baseball is staying well away from, well, then one game suspension doesn't suffice. But if it's derogatory language where you're calling somebody a name that, by the way, he labeled himself, I don't get it. I don't get it. We can't be friends anymore. And I'm sure he's sitting there going, we were never friends to begin with. Okay.
Real news or fake news, Doug? Yesterday was the first time in LeBron James' career that he was named third team All-NBA.
That is fake news.
You are fake news.
That is correct. It happened one other time in his career. That was in 2019. You know, in his 19 seasons, LeBron has been named first or second team in all seasons, but those two and his rookie season. So that
you
would
know
be
something
17, or yes, no, that'd be 15, 16. I'm Stephen A. Smith math. 16 times first or second team, two other times third team. Go ahead.
How many? Reggie Miller is on the 75th anniversary team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many times was he on all first team, all second team NBA?
I would say never.
Not one time. Three times he was third team all NBA.
And he was like, was it a five-time All-Star? Was that?
Yes.
Yes. That, because I remember that stood out because I thought he would be like 11-time All-Star Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Now, no. Sometimes guys get, you know, in log jams of, you know, positions and, but, you know, Jordan's going to take up a guard spot. Isaiah.
Jordan takes up a guard spot. Yeah. And who else?
Yeah. Isaiah.
Maybe, yeah, but he played a lot after Isaiah. Isaiah was done. You know, he was in the East, so you had Dominique was kind of a forward, right? Jordan was a guard. But, I mean, three times?
Yeah,
third team all NBA? Yeah. No, how is he on the 75th anniversary team?
But he still was one of the bigger stars, you know? I mean, maybe it was because of his relationship, an adversarial relationship with the Knicks and Spike Lee. They had some good Pacers teams. Like, it was
no question.
Yeah.
No question. He was a very, very good player. Okay. I'm not diminishing him as a player, but the idea that he is one of the 75 greatest players in the history of the sport when he wasn't one of the 10 best players in the sport ever defies logic. That's it. It defies logic.
Was he the greatest shooter?
No.
He did have the most threes at one point.
Okay.
He's trying to make a case for what
I mean,
would think.
I don't understand it. You know? Honestly, he's on TV, and...
I don't think that... I think he was a bigger name.
Yes, than he was playing. The New York thing... The eight points in how many seconds? I mean, that was
that was
his thing.
Spike Lee stuff.
Yeah.
But they also, like, even when Chuck Person was there, they would have some battles with Boston. I'm not saying that that's enough to put you on the 75th anniversary team, but.
Right.
Anyway, I got one more quick for you.
Yeah, sorry.
Real news or fake news? Last night's leak at American Airlines Center wasn't the first of the season for the Mavericks.
Real news.
They're real, yes. And they're spectacular.
Yes. Somebody may want to fix that roof. It happened on March 21st, delayed a game against the Timberwolves by about 15 minutes. But when it delays game four. But it was the Warriors who were leaking last night, not the, the Mavericks. Yes, and that is game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
They had the old CJ leak. Remember CJ leak? That was the quarterback of Florida when they won a national championship and Tebow was there. Remember that?
Yes.
Little CJ leak for
all
you.
Too well, unfortunately.
Oh, CJ leak. All right. During a recent interview, Lane Kiffin had some interesting comments regarding name, image, and likeness. Colin Cowherd agreed with those comments and took it in a different direction, which I liked, but there's a downside. That's next.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.